Yemishnayis Masecht Yevamis Rav to Perek Vov. Mishnah says, Habo al Yevimtoi. The Yevam is boil his Yevamo. The brother comes on to his brother's wife. So Bein B'Shoigeg, what he does the Bia, B'Shoigeg, by mistake, meaning he thinks that it's his own wife, and really is living now with his brother's wife. Bein B'Mezit, whether he knows he's living with her, but he doesn't do it L'Shem Mitzvah, he does the Stam L'Shem Znus. Bein B'Yonis, whether he's forced to other people, force him to do it. Bein B'Rotzen, whether he does it, B'Rotzen means willingly L'Shem Mitzvah. So Lachar is in all these ways, he's kind of the Yavama, the Bia works. Afilu Hu Shaygi, even if he's a Shaygi, he doesn't realize he's doing it with his Yavama, he thinks he's doing it with his wife. Vihi Mezida, and she's only be mechavan al Hashem Znu, she's not be mechavan al Hashem Mitzvah. Still the Kinyan is Chal. Or else who makes it? He's doing it L'Shem Znus. Vihi Shaygeke, she doesn't realize it. She thinks it's somebody else. Who honest? He was forced to do it. Vihi Layanusa, she was not forced. Or else he Anusa, she's being forced to do it. Vihi Layanusa, he wasn't forced. Still, the B is Kaina. Echad Amora, where it just makes the beginning of the Bia, he doesn't finish off the Bia, doesn't go in completely. The Echad Agomer, where he makes the Gemar Bia. In all these cases, Kona. In all these ways, the Yavim is Kona is Yavimtai. And she becomes his wife, the Choldover. V'loi Cholak Bein Bia LeBia. There's no difference what type of a Bia it is. And the Gemara says this means whether he comes on a Kedarka normally, or even Shaloi Kedarka, not the normal way through the back. It's also considered a bia that his kaina the yavam becomes his wife. Mishnah Beis v'chein habo al achas mikol aroy shabatera. If a man lives with any ish that's osetim, that's an erva, his sister's mother, any ish that's oneshes ish. So the locher is that the aver is being done any one of these bias, whether it's more just the beginning of what's the gemar bia a biyish like kedarko and bein mishayke bein bemezid bein rotsin, all these ways. It's a bia sisa. Oi psulois. Whereas he comes upon a lady that's osset him with a chai belafin. That's called psulos, not a chai becresis, but only a chai belafin. What is this? Kagain al amono le kain god. If a kain god lives with an amono, it's an aveira. It's a chai belafin. Gerusha v'chalus le kain hedjit. A regular kain is muta to an amono, but he's osset to a gerusha midiraisa, and a chalus is midirabonin. Mamzerus in the sin of Yisrael. If Yisrael marries a mamzer or has via with a mamzerus, or else in the sin that's also to Yisrael, or else a bas Yisrael la mamzer. If the girl is a regular bas Yisrael, but the man is a mamzer la nosin posel. So this via now makes the isha posel that she's not allowed to marry a kain. She has a shame chalol, or else she has a shame zayner on her. So any one of these bias, whether it's a bia. Whether it's horror, whether it's like a dark eye, all these bias make an osa, make a psul l'kain. The same thing, there's no difference how exactly you do the bia, how exactly it goes into it. Now, Mishnah Gimel, almona l'kain godel. Let's say kain godel makes kedushin with an almona, which is an aveira. Or else gerusha v'chalutz l'kain hedyit. A kain hedyit makes kedushin with a gerusham. Salorchis min erison, even though they only made kedushin, they didn't live together yet, they did not make nisuin yet, still a yechla betruma. Let's say she, even if the girl was a bas kain, that she was able to teach truma from before, but since right now she's a mamtenis lebia psula, she got married to somebody, that if they have bia, she becomes a chalola, she'll be possible to teach truma, so she's also teach truma right now. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Machshirin, they all know that she's Muksha. She's allowed to eat Truma. Since they didn't have Bia yet, it's Muta. What's going to be in this Armel or in this Garshim and Anisuyin? Because they were married to these Psulim, and they Taka had Bia, they had Nisuyin, and then the husband dies or gives her a get. So Pshita Psulas, they become a Chalolo, that the apostle to remarry to a Kain. Or else the apostle teach Truma. Mina Erisin Ksheris. But let's say they did not make bia, they did not have nisuyin, they only had kedushin, and before they had nisuyin, the husband dies, or the husband gives her a get, senechanami, then she remains ksheira, teet a truma, she doesn't have a shem chalala, she's not a mamtenis lebia sasura anymore, so therefore now she becomes muta. Yeah, Mishnah Dalid. Kohen Gadol lo yisalmon. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. Bein almona min erisin, bein almona min nesuyin. Even if this isha was only married with kedushin, she didn't have nesuyin. Husband died after erisin. Bein min nesuyin, whether the husband made nesuyin with her, and then afterwards, after that be alike, then the husband was nifta. So she becomes an almona, a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry her. Well, the Gemara says, learn this out, this daima to Grusha, just like the Kohen can't marry Grusha, Beimin Eres, Min HaNesuyin, who did an Amon is also Beimin Eres, Min HaNesuyin, to a Kohen Gadol. Then the Mishnah says, V'lo Yises HaBageres, a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Bageres, that's a girl that's 12 and a half years old already. That's when she's 12 years old and she has Simon and she becomes a Nara, and then six months later, she becomes a Bageres. So 6 months after she became an Ara, and the Loch Ariz, because the Pesuk says by Kohen Gadol, Vu'isha Bivsuleh Yikach, it has to be that she's a Psula Gemura. Mashenka, once she's 6 months already, a Psula, she's 12 and a half, and then a Psulim become smaller already, it's not called a complete Psuleh, and therefore Kohen Gadol cannot marry her. So he has to marry a girl when she's 12 years old. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Machshim of Ageris. Reb Lezer Shimon says, no, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a Bageris, because the Maisa, she has a Miksas Pesulim. That's enough. But we don't pass like Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Then now the Mishnah says, Lo Yises Mukatzeitz. A Kohen Gadol cannot marry a girl that lost her Pesulim through a Mukatzeitz, means a piece of wood went into Isamakim and took out her Pesulim. That's not called Bipsuleho. Now the Mishnah says, Eris Es Halmona. Let's say a regular Kohen marries an Amona. A regular Kohen, a Kohen Hedyot, is allowed to marry an Amona. He just can't marry a Grusha. But if she became a widow, the Kohen is allowed to marry her. And now after the regular Kohen married her, made Kedushin with her, then his man Elias Kohen Gadol. Now this Kohen was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. So Charlotte is allowed to make Nisuin or not? If there is an Isha, if there is an Issa, and now there is a Kohen Gadol, just like he can't make Kedushin, maybe you would think he can't make Nisuin either. So Mishnah says, no, Yichnois, he's allowed to make Nisuin. Since he already made Kedushin Behetah, he's allowed to finish it off now and make Nisuin. Umaisa, what's up in the case? Be Yoshua ben Gamlo, Shekidish es Morso bas Baisois, that he married Morso, the daughter of Baisois. After he made Kedushin, after Yeshua ben Gamlo made Kedushin with her, the Melech appointed him to be a Kohen Gadol. And even though she wasn't an Amon already, and still Ukenosa, still he made Nisuin afterwards. So you see, as long as the Kedushin was done, Behetam, there's no issa by the Nisuin. What's going to be though, Shemeris Yovam Shenofel Lefnei Kohen Hedyot? Let's say there were brothers, both Kohanim, and one brother died, so his wife now falls to the other brother for Yibum. And now before he saw the Zikas Chal, but before he goes to make the B, before he makes Yibum, then his man Elias Kohen Gadol, they appointed this brother, the live one, now to become a Kohen Gadol. So Charlotte was allowed to be Miyabim or not, because she's an Amona. So here it says, Alpha P Shosaba Maimer, even if the brother, this Yofa, made the Maimer, made Kedushin with him, before he became a Kohen Gadol, still now, if he didn't make beer yet, Hareza Loyichtis is not allowed to make Yibum with her. Why? Because even though he made Maim, that's only with the Rabbanan. But Midirais, he was not really married to her yet. The whole Kedushin, the whole Kinyan is Chal Midirais only Bishas the beer. And therefore, since he was already appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, it's also to make the Kinyan in an Amona. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Kohen Gadol? He was already appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. Shemes Ach, if his brother dies, so what's the law? He can't be Miyabim because she's an Amona. So Loch is Chaylitz for Miyabim. He has to give a Chalitza though. We do not consider it to be an error to say she's Potter, because it's only a Chay V'Lav and Chay V'Yaseh, it's not a Chay V'Krisis. An Amona Kohen Gadol is not a Chay V'Krisis. Therefore there's no Ptur in the actual Zika, and therefore you have to give a Chalitza Midiraisa. And also it's a chiddush, even though he's a Kohen Gadol, still he has to give a chalitza. It means that she's going to spit at him, not the chavadik, but still he has to give a chalitza. So Mishnah Hey, Kohen Hedyot lo yisa eilanus, meaning a regular Kohen should not marry an isha that can't have children. That's called an eilanus. Elim can only if Yesh Laish, unless he already had a wife. Uvonim, he had a wife for it and he had children, so kind of the mitzvah peruvu. Otherwise, he should not marry an islandess. And the Gemara says, really, according to the Tanakamo, who had been a regular Yisrael should not marry an islandess unless he already was mekayem the mitzvah peruvu. The reason why the Mishnah says an eishes a kain hedyet is from Yehuda's halacha. Let's see, Rabbi Yehuda says afal pi sheyesh liishavon. Yehuda says no, a kain hedyet, even though already has a wife and he has children already, still lo yisailonis, he should not marry a lady that cannot have children. She's zayna murvatera, because he knows that's called a zayna, and a kain is not allowed to marry a zayna. Even though she didn't do any bias issam, but since she can't have children, she has a shame zayna. So therefore, past the lab of a kohen can't marry a zayna. Therefore, the Mishnah says a kohen hedyet should not marry an islandess. So according to the view, this is very good why it says the Mishnah kohen hedyet. However, the Chomer and the Chom argue on the view and say no. The Chom Maimrim ain't zayna. No, she's not called a zayna. She didn't have any bias issam. A zayna is only called elegiyeris, a goya that was mizgayer. Relshim Shacharerus, a Shivcha Kananis that became free, a Relshim Shenevelo, Bilas Nus, Relshim regular Bas Yisrael, but if she had a Bias Nus, she had a Bias, she's also to somebody with Chayv increases, if from that Bia makes her into a Zayna, then a Kohen can't marry him. But over here, just the fact that she's an idol and she can't have children, we hold Avadir Kohen is allowed to marry her. And therefore, it only depends that if he didn't have children yet, he shouldn't marry her because he's supposed to be in the mitzvah for Ravu. But if he had children already, then he's allowed to marry her. And who had been, the same halacha would apply to a regular Yisrael. You hold the Mishnah Vav. La yibotel odam mipiri v'rivyam. A person should not be mevatel, should not stop from having children to be mekayim the mitzvah of Puru Ravu. Ela only imkem yesh lebon, unless he has children already. Now, how many children do you have to have to mekayim the mitzvah Puru Ravu? Beishami says, Shnei Zchorim. If you have two sons, with that you mekayim the mitzvah. And the Gemara says he learned it out from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons, and then he was Pirish Meishtai, Mashmi came the mitzvah with two, Zecharim, two sons. Well, Beisilam, Mesilul says, no, you only became the mitzvah, you have at least a Zachar Unikev, you have to have at least one son and one daughter. And Beisilul learns it out from Briyas Olam, from Adam and Chava, that Zachar Unikev, Boron, the Pasuk says, Mashma, you only became the mitzvah if you have a Zachar and Unikev. Shinema, the Mishnah says, it says in the Pasuk, Zachar and Nekeva Borom. Because Rav created them, Zachar and Nekeva. Now the Mishnah says, Nosish, let's say a person marries his wife. Visho ima esashonami, they live together for 10 years. For lo yodan, still she did not give birth. So locher is, Einer rasher lebotl, he's not allowed to be mevatel and say, listen, I can't have children, that's all. But what he should do is either give her a get, and marry somebody else, or else keep her, and still marry somebody else. As midirais, you're allowed to have two wives. It's only tikkun d'rabbanan we don't have. But that's the eighth, either give her a get, or else marry another one. So the Mishnah says, Gersha, if you give your wife a get, muteris li nos li achashi. Even though she lived with you for 10 years, she didn't have any children, she is allowed to get married also to somebody else. Because you have a right to say, maybe it was because of you she didn't have children, but maybe with another husband she will have children. The same thing, the second one that marries her, even though they don't have children right away, he has the right to wait for 10 years. Only after 10 years pass by the second marriage, and they don't have children, then the second one should give her a get also. What's going to be v'yimipilo, let's just say she has a miscarriage, is Moina Mishor Shapilo. Then you start counting over again the 10 years from the time that she has the miscarriage. Now let's say you were married 5 years and she had a miscarriage. So now you have a right to stay in marriage with her another 10 years. You don't say after 10 years give her a get, but you have now like 15 years. You have 10 years from the time that she had the miscarriage. The Mishnah says, O Ish Mitzuva Period Riv, really the man, he has the mitzvah, he has the tzivah to have children. And the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Puravu Milu Asaretz V'chibsu. And we dash in V'chibsu, that teaches us, She ish Darka Lichva, she has the mitzvah. But an isha does not have the mitzvah to have children. She's only mesayei, she helps her husband have children, but she doesn't have her own chiyuv. Avaloi isha, an isha is not mitzvah. This is the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, Rabbi Baruch says, al shnei mu'ayim, and al goes upon both of them. Upon ish and isha, both have the chiyuv to have children. He says, because the pasuk says, Vayivorach oisem alekim, Vayayim alehem alekim, peruavu, Shem spoke to both of them. Mashma taught them and techava, both of them have the chiyuv to have children. But the ma'aseh, we don't pass on the Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, and we hold like Chachamim that an ish is mitzvah and not an isha. We're up to Perek Shvi, Mishnah Aleph. Almona the Kohen Gadol. Let's say Kohen Gadol does an aveira and he marries in an almona, a widow. Or else Gerusha v'chalutza the Kohen Hedya, the regular Kohen, he does an aveira and he marries a Gerusha, it's also Timidiraisa. Or else the Chalutza Nisha and Had Chalitza, it's also Midrabonin. Now, Locha, what's going to be now? Hechnisa loy avde milug v'yavde tzorin barzo. Let's say this wife, this Gerusha d'Amono, she owned Avodim, and Avod Eved Kenani. And now that she gets married, she brings it into her husband, and the Eved now works for the husband. So Locha is that Avde Milug, the Mishnah will soon explain what's the difference between Avde Milug, that like more or less still belongs to her, or Avde Tzorin Abazlis, like strong, like metal, that like more belongs to him, we'll soon explain. So the Mishnah says that Avde Milug, these Avodim that still really belong to her, and if they die, it's her loss, is La Yerchla B'Truma. Like Midrabbana now, they're not Lari Truma. That since Lamaisa, she really owns them, and she became a Chalola now, the fact that she's a Grusha, got married to a Kain, she became a Chalola. So just like she can't eat Truma, who had in her Avodim also cannot eat Truma. Where if she wouldn't have been a Chalola, a Locher is Eved of a Kain could also eat Truma. But now that she's a Chalola, her Eved cannot eat Truma. Avdei Tzoyin Ubarzel, Mashenke and the Avodim, that's strong like metal. That means a more will soon see it belongs to the Baal. Then Yerchel, the Rabbanon left it, that these Avodim are allowed to eat Truma. Because they mainly belong to the husband, and since the husband could eat Truma, therefore they could also eat Truma. Now the Mishnah explains what's the difference. Pieluhein Avdim Milug. You know what's called Avdim Milug? Again, when Isha gets married, she brings in with her own Avodim, and she makes a condition with the husband, that the husband is allowed to work, the husband has the payers of them, but she owns the goof. And therefore it says in Mace, let's say the Eva dies, Mace loss, she has the loss, the Baal doesn't have to pay her, it's her loss. V'im Hosiru, let's say the price of the Avodim go up, Hosiru loss, she gains on the deal. If later the Baal gives her a get, she gets it back and she has the value. Kumta says that really it's like in her Rishus, just the husband has the right to have the payers of it. So therefore, Afal Pi Shuchai Bizonoison, even though the husband has a chiyuv to feed them, because he gets the payers, they work for him, still Harayel Loyachle B'Truma, they're not allowed to eat from Truma, because they're called more Brishus, the goof, belongs to the Isha. And since she is a Chalolo, she can't eat Truma, who within her Avodim could also not eat Truma. But V'Eluein Avdei Tzorin Basel, what's called Avodim that she brought in, that's strong like metal. That means when she brings them in, they value, they praise them, how much they're worth. And it's like a chiyuv now, the husband has, let's say they're worth $100. So it's like a chiyuv now to pay back to his wife $100 no matter what happens to them. That the Baal has the achrayis, and therefore the locher is, in Mesa, let's say the Seva dies, in Mesa Loi, the Baal has the loss. He has the chiyuv to pay his wife back $100 no matter what. The Hasiru, let's say they go up in value, they're worth now $120. Hasiru Loi, the Baal gets the gain. The Baal only has the chiyuv to pay back $100 to his wife. That's like strong, like metal. She doesn't lose out, she'll always get back $100. If so, these are considered hoyel, v'hu chai b'chriyuson. Since the Baal, he's the one that's chai b'chriyuson to take care of them. If they go up, they go down, they die, it's his loss, his gain. So more, it's more or less like in his rishus. And therefore, reyel yerchle b'truma. Just like the Baal is still Lari Truma, who had in his Avodim now could also eat the Truma. Now Mishnah Beis, what's going to be if it's a Bas Yisrael? She Nisres L'Koyin. A Bas Yisrael that up until now was not able to eat Truma, now she got married to a Koyin and now she's Lari Truma. Vechnisa Loi Avodim. And she brings in Avodim when she gets married. Bein avde milug, we say it's in her rishus, if it dies, she loses out. Bein avde tzorin barza, where the avodim goes into the baal's rishus, is herei el yechle betruma. Now they're allowed to eat truma, because both she and husband is allowed to eat truma, and therefore the avodim also can eat truma. What's going to be Obas Koin Shinisas Yisrael? Let's say Obas Koin, that up until now she was Ladi Truma, she's a Kahanis, but she gets married to Yisrael, that can't eat Truma. So Lachri, she can't eat Truma, now calls him on, she's married to the Yisrael. Vechnisa Loin, she brings in now, again, Bein Avde Melug, Bein Avde Tzoyin Barzil, is a Re'edel Lo Yerchle B'Truma, both of these Avodim are now Ladi Truma now. Because just like she can't and the husband can't eat, he's the Yisrael, and she's in his Rishus right now, therefore both these Avodim also cannot eat the Truma. Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be Bas Yisrael Shenisas L'Koyin V'Meis? Bas Yisrael was not able to eat Truma, and now she got married to a Koyin, now when she's married, she's allowed to eat Truma. But for a Meis, a husband, the Koyin dies. So what's the loch? Is she still allowed to eat or not? The locher is v'nichum uberes. Let's say when the husband dies, she is pregnant from him. So locher is lo yoichlo avodeh betruma. Now she doesn't have that her avodim cannot eat truma. Now the case is that she had other children already. Now since she had children, the locher is that she is still ladi truma. Even though her husband dies, even though she is a Bas Yisrael, but since she was married to Kohen and she had children from him, calls the man her children are alive, she's a Ladi Truma, still called like Hemshech of a husband, she's Ladi Truma. But now that she's pregnant right now, there's a special locher now calls the man she's pregnant right now, her Avodim cannot eat Truma. Meaning the Avdei Tzernu Barzol, they cannot eat Truma. Why not? So it says, Mepnei Chelkel Shaluba, because of the chelak of the uber. Because halacha is the avdei tzoinu barzel, that's like was brishus habal, so when the husband dies right now, his children yarshin them. Kumta says when she's pregnant right now, the uber inside her, her fetus there, he also has the chelak in those avodim. He also has the chelak of Yerusha in those avodim. It's not to say it's a zocher inside. And now since he has a chelik, he like owns part of those avodim, and therefore those avodim that he has a chelik in cannot eat truma. You know why? The Mishnah says, she'uba poisel v'yeina meichel. When Nuba, now the fetus, Kozman is not born yet, he has a koich to passel them, to stop them from eating truma, but v'yeina meichel, he can't make them eat yet. Poisel here means, let's say, she was a basker and they got married to Yisrael, and the husband died. So lochus, she has no children, she's a baska and she could eat truma. But now that she's pregnant, or if she had children already, she still can't eat truma. Let's say she had no children, she's pregnant right now. So lochus is that she cannot eat truma right now, because the uber inside her is going to be a hemshech of the husband, and therefore it's still called Rishus Yisrael, she can't eat truma. So this much the uber has a koyach to pasla to stop her from eating truma. But v'yeina machla can't do a positive thing, like in our case. If she's a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen. And now the Kohen dies. And the Kohen left her Muberis. And less than a case where she didn't have any children yet. So if she doesn't have any children, she can't eat Truma. If she has children from a Kohen, she's Ladi Truma. And now she's pregnant. Slokeri, she can't eat Truma yet. The Uber inside her is not Meichle but Truma until she gives birth. The apostle says, V'yelid Beisa Heim Yoichlu. So Darshin Yilud Michael only if he's born already. But Shein Yilud is named Michael. That's what Mishnah says, that these Avodim cannot eat Truma, because really Medin Yerusha, this Uber Yashin's the Avodim. And since he's the owner of them, he cannot be Michael them but Truma, therefore Manasafu they cannot eat Truma. Divrei Reb Yosi, these are the words of Reb Yosi. Omru Loi, so the Chum say back to Reb Yosi, Mei Achar She'arat Tolonu, Abbas Yisrael Lekoyin. After you said you read this now, when a Bas Koyin gets married to a Bas Yisrael gets married to a Koyin, then we have this halacha, she's Muberis, that she's not Michael the Avodim, is maybe Af Bas Koyin Lekoyin. The same thing should apply, even which is a Bas Koyin married to a Koyin, also if a Mason the Koyin dies, should also be the same halacha, Venicha Muberis, and the Koyin left her pregnant. Lo yachlo avodeh b'truma should be the same halacha, that the avodim should not be able to eat truma now. You know why? Because because this Uber has a koyach to yarshin the avodim, and since he yarshins them, they have to eat machmas his koyach, and that's the cloud that an Uber cannot be meichel. So according to your cheshbon, even if a bas kain got married to a kain, it should also be the same halacha. It's the Mishnah Dalit. Ha Uber means if an isha is pregnant, like we had the Mishnah before, or else for Hayovim, in the case that the Yovim, the brother that's alive right now, is Yisrael, and the wife of his brother that zokeh to him is the bas kain. So in this case, the Mishnah says that they cannot eat truma. Or else for erusin, let's say they only made kedushin, not nisuin of a kain, made kedushin with the bas Yisrael. They didn't make nisuin yet, only erusin, she cannot eat truma yet. Or else for yacherish, means let's say a bas Yisrael married a kain that's a cherish, that he can't hear and he can't talk, and therefore his kedushin is not midiraisam, it's only midirai seifrim. Who adinu ben etesha shanu v'yoy mechod, or else a boy that when he's 9 years old, then his bia is called the bia, is alocha poislin. All these people, they pass a labas kain from eating truma. And also it says v'loy machilin, they're not meichel if it's a bas Yisrael, and he's a kohen, he's not meichel to teach through all these cases. Now the last case of a ben tisha shen of yemechod, let's say means a mamzer had beer with a bas kohen. So his beer right now puzzles him that she's not allowed to truma anymore. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be sofik shu ben tisha shen of yemechod, sofik sheinoi? So we'll soon see the locher is it have to go to chumra and it does puzzle. Same thing, what's going to be Sofik Hevi Shtei Cyrus, Sofik Shlo Hevi, even if the boy is 13 years old, but we have a Sofik, if he has two Cyrus, he has a Shem Godel or not, nor is it, he's a Yisrael, and he's Mekadi Shabbas Koyin, so even though it's a Sofik where the Gedushin is Chal or not, because if he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, he's only a Kotin, Gedushin is not Chal, but when a Sofik though, she becomes Posel Tichruma. Now, what's going to be the case of Nofal Habayis Olov V'Albas Ochiv? Let's say house caves in upon a husband and his wife. Now, this husband had two wives. One was a stranger, and one was his brother's daughter. So now it depends who dies first. If the husband died first, so now his two wives fall to Yibam to his brother, and therefore, since one of them is his daughter, they're both potter from Yibam. But if the house fell upon his wife first, upon his brother's daughter, so now that she died first, so then when the husband dies, Lamaisa, there's the mitzvah Yibam on the second wife. So again, Nofal Habayis Olov on him, on the husband, and on his wife, which was V'Abbas Ochiv, his brother's daughter. V'en Yudu, we did not know, Eze Meis Rishon, which one died first? Did the husband die first, and then there's the Ptur on Yibam, or did she die first, and then the Chayiv on Yibam? So Lachari is Tsarosa, the second wife of your brother, Chaletz is like Mesiah Bemis. The brother that's alive now, he has to give a Chalitza, because it's a Sufik, whether she has a Zika or not. You have to go to Chumash, she has to receive Chalitza, but Avada V'loi Mesiah Bemis. Because maybe she's a Tsaros Erva, she'll be also to you to make Yibam. Now Mishnah Hei, Ho'inis, if a man is manas, forces the girl to have znus with her, or else the Mafati talks her into it, the kids, he has nus, he lives with them, but they do not get married. Or else, v'ashoytev, the man is a shoytev, even if he marries. The locher is loy poislim loy machilin. Let's say it's a Yisrael that's man as a bas kain. So since the kedushin, he did not marry, he only forced them. Or else he was a shoytev, the kedushin is not chal, so he does not pasla from eating truma. And uvadin v'loy machilin. Let's say it's a kain that was man as a bas Yisrael. Let's say it's a kain shaita that married a bas Yisrael, so he's not meichelo because the kedushin is not chal. But let's say v'yemeinim ruim lo be Yisrael. Let's say this man was a mamzer that he's not fit to marry to Yisrael. So then harayelu poislin. If a mamzer was ma'anis a bas kain, so she becomes posel not to marry a kain. Ketzad, what's the case talking about? Yisrael shobo al bas kain. Let's say Yisrael live with a bas kain, bo'enes, or bepito, or else he's a shaitam. So lorcha is teicha betruma, she's still lari truma. Since the kedushin is not chal, she's lari truma. Ibro, let's say she becomes pregnant now, this bas kain, from this bia that he saw as manasa. So lorcha is now like teicha betruma, she can't eat truma when she's an ubra. Because Like the Mishnah says before, the Uba Paselsa, that's an Uba from a Basis, from a Ben Yisrael, and therefore she can't eat Truma. Mechtach Uba v'meyeho, let's say the Uba was taken out, so then Toicha, then she's allowed to eat Truma Miyad right away. What's going to be Koyein Shobo Bas Yisrael? Let's say the man was a Koyein, he's Ma'anis, he lives with a Bas Yisrael. So Locher is like Toicha b'Truma, she can't eat Truma, she's not married to the Koyein, she can't eat Truma. Even if she comes pregnant right now, but still loy toichal, like we had before, an uber is not Michael the mother. But yolda, let's say she gives birth right now, so this kid is called the kayin, then the locher is toichal, she's lari truma because of a son. Nimtza comes out that koichal shoben is godu mishalav. The strength of the son is even greater than the strength of the father. Because over here the father cannot be Michael since it wasn't the Beishel Kedushin. He wasn't Mekadosh, she can't be Michaelo. Mashenkin, the child that she has, that could be Michaelo. Now the Mishnah says, Oevet, Pashem Bitten Evet Kenani, Paisel Mishum Bia. If he has B, he lives with a Bas Koyin, so he passes, so she comes like a Zoinom, she's Paisel Teet Truma. But Viena Paisel Mishum Zera. Just because of a child they have, that does not pass the teet. And Mishnah soon explain, what does this mean? Kate said, what's the case? That Bas Yisrael a Kain, a regular Bas Yisrael got married to a Kain. Or else a Bas Kain Yisrael, a Bas Kain got married to a Yisrael. And right now she cannot eat Truma. And the older man and Ben, they had a child, so also she can't eat Truma. For Holacha Ben, this son goes now, the Nich Bashala Shivch, he lives with a Shivcha Kenanis. The older man and Ben, and they have a child, is Harei Zevet, this kid is called an Evet. Because the Vlad, the son, child of a Shivcha, is like, it has a shame Evet, doesn't go after the father, goes after the Shivcha, so the kid is called an Evet. Well, this is the case here, the last case of Bas Kohen got married to Yisrael. So, Kol Zaman, she's married to Yisrael, she's possibly Truma. She has a son, Kol Zaman, the son is alive, also she's possibly. So again, the case that the Mishnah says that this an Eved is not Pasha Mishum Zera, meaning here where this Bas Kohen got married to Yisrael. So she's Pasul Ti Truma, they had a son. So even though her husband dies, calls the man, this son is alive, she can't eat Truma. Now this son went and lived with a Shivcha and had a son. And then the first son dies. So now, let's see what the Mishnah says now. The Mishnah says now, Hoysa Eim Oviv Bas Yisrael HaKohen. That was this case. That Eim Obe means the mother of the father of this Evet. It means the son of the mother. And she was married to Bas Yisrael to a Kain. So Locher is Lotecha B'Truma. She's not Lari Truma. Even though she's a Bas, there's a Bas Yisrael to a Kain. So Locher is Lotecha B'Truma. Now the grandmother is not Lari Truma. Even though when she was married to the Kain, she was allowed to. And even if the Kain dies, if she has a son, she's allowed to. But now the son also died, and all that left over was just an Eved, and Eved is not a Kain, and therefore the grandmother cannot eat Truma. What's going to be the opposite way? Bas Kain the Yisrael. That the grandmother was the Bas Kain, and she got married to Yisrael, and they had a son, and that son lived with a Shivcha, and they have an Eved from that. So even though the Eved's still alive, Teicha b'Truma. She's Lari Truma. This is the case that the Zera, an Eved, does not pass on Mishum Zera. And therefore, she's called the Bas Kohen. She's allowed to go back to father's house and eat Truma. Even though when she was married to the Yisrael, and when she had a first son, she was also to eat Truma. But when the husband and the first son died, all that's left is just this Eved. That's the Loch. An Eved does not pass on Mishum Zera. She's allowed to go back and eat Truma. Now the Mishnah says, Mamzer Poisol Michael. A mamzer, his bia could pass l'nisha. Mashenkin who adin, he could be Michael also. Kate said, what's the case? Let's say it's a Bas Yisrael HaKohen. A Bas Yisrael got married to a Kohen, and now that she's married, she's Lari Truma. Or else a Bas Kohen li Yisrael. A Bas Kohen got married to Yisrael, now she can Lari Truma. The older Hemenu Bas, and they had a daughter. For holcha, a Bas v'nisais li Eved. And this daughter went and got married to an Eved. By la goya to a goy, the older man of Ben, and he had a son, Sareza Mamzer. That son is called a Mamzer. But now Mishnah goes, this is the Machlekes, now Mishnah goes to the Quantum of the Yamat holds, that a goy or an eved lives with a bas Yisrael, ha-vlad is a mamzer. The ma'aseh halacha we hold no, the vlad is not a mamzer, it's only by chayv v'krisis. Over here there's no tfisis kedushin, the kid is not a mamzer. But our mishnah knows, yes, the kid is a mamzer. So what's the halacha now? Hoy se'eim imoy bas Yisrael ha-koin, if the mamzer's grandmother was a bas Yisrael that got married to a koin, the halacha is teicha b'truma. She's Ladi Truma, even though her husband dies and her daughter dies. But Lamaisa, this is a grandson, even though it's called a Mamzer. Lamaisa, he has a Shem Kayin, and it's Michael Bitruma. That the grandmother, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, but there's still a Zera of her Makuna, and therefore the grandmother can still be Truma. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say it was a Bas Kayin Yisrael, the grandmother was the Kayin, and she got married to Yisrael. So lochur is letecha b'truma, she cannot eat truma. Because there's still a child now, the mamza is still called the zera, it's called the child of the Yisrael, and therefore she still cannot eat truma. Mishnah Vav. Kohen Gadol pomim shu poisel. Means sometimes even a Kohen Gadol could pasel his grandmother from eating truma. What's the case, Ketzad? Let's say Bas Kohen li Yisrael. Started out that a Bas Kohen got married to Yisrael, so she can't eat truma now. The older man of Bas, and they had a daughter. So even though the father dies, the husband dies, but since there's a daughter, the mother could still not eat truma. Volcha Bas v'nisas the kain. This daughter goes and gets married to a kain. The older man of Ben, and they have a son, is harei zeh royali as kain godel. This son right now is a regular kain, and he could even be a kain godel. I made stand of Mishamash Gabi Mizbech, he could do the avoid on the Mizbech. Still, Michael es imoy, or Poisel es same imoy. As his mother Taka, he's Michael, because the Maisa, he's the Ben of a Kain, and therefore, the mother right now has a son from the Kain, therefore she can still eat Truma. But a Poisel es same imoy, but the grandmother is possible to eat Truma because of this Kain. Because the Maisa is a continuation of the Zera of the grandfather of Israel, and therefore the Bas Kain can still not eat Truma because of this son, even though the son is a Kashra Kain, fit to be a Kain Gadol. And this people say, Leike B'ni Kain Gadol, to not have a son like my grandson is a Kain Gadol, should poislem in it minat Truma. It could be that he passes me teach from Truma. Again, the grandmother was a Bas Kain, she got married to Israel. And since she has a grandson now, so male still continuation of her husband, the Yisrael, and therefore this grandmother, this Bas Kohen, cannot eat Truma because of the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, Rupta Perek Shmini. Mishnah says, Orel, a Kohen, that's an Orel, means he did not have a bris mila even because his brother died because of Mila, but Lamai said his Kohen does not have a bris mila yet, or else for Chol HaTameim. Any kind that's Tomei, the locher is lo yerchlo b'truma, they're not allowed to eat truma right now. And the Gemara dash them psukim for this. The locher is nesheim v'yavdeim, their wives, the wife of an oral, or else their avodim. The locher is then yerchlo b'truma, they're allowed to eat truma. Because the maisi is a kain, and therefore Aisha's kain is allowed to eat truma, she's not Tomei. And the word didn't ever of a kain is also allowed to eat truma, so they're allowed to eat truma. Petsua Dako Khrushchevcha. Let's say this Kohen now became a Petsua Dako Khrushchevcha, a Kohen now that he's not able to have children. We'll soon explain what this means. So Lachar is Hain V'Yavdeim, them, and their Avodim is Yoichlo, still their Ladi Truma, doesn't pass to the Kohen, he's still Ladi Truma. But the Nishayim though La Yoichlo, but the wives are not Ladi Truma, if they have beer with them now, since it's a lab, the pasuk says lo yovei psudaka v'krushuvcha b'kal Hashem. So therefore, if he lives with his wife now, she becomes a chalala. She's pasul tichuma. Vim lo yodo. Let's say he does not live with his wife. Mishenasa psudaka v'krushuvcha after became a psudaka v'krushuvcha. The locher is then harel yerflu. She's still ladi truma. Maisa, she's an aishas kain. She didn't become a chalala. She's ladi truma. Now the Mishnah explains Mishnah Beis. Ezeyu Ptsuadaka, what's called the Ptsuadaka, the Torah gives a love. He's not allowed to marry now Bas Yisrael. Kol Shenivtsu HaBeitzim Shloim. If his Beitzim on the bottom were Nivtsu, cracked open, and even just one of them, and even only one of them, well, that's called Ptsua Daka, one got crushed. What's called the Kru Shavcha? That means Kol Shenichras HaGid, his Avera's Gid was cut off. V'im Nishtai, it was left over, Meha Torah, from the crown that goes around on top, Afilu Kuchut HaSara, even the smallest amount, like Kuchut HaSara, is kosher, is not called the Kru Shavcha, he's still mutter to stay married or to marry a Bas Yisrael. Now, Ptsua Dako Kru Shavcha Mutor Migyaris, it's only allowed they cannot marry a Bas Yisrael. The Liova Bekal Hashem, but they're allowed to marry a Gioris, or also Mishachrera, so Shivcha became freed. Vienna Masur Melim Lova Bekal is only also allowed for them to get married to a Kahal, to some as a regular Bas Yisrael. Like the Pasuk says, Lo Yovei Ptsuadako Kru Shovcha Bekal Hashem. And there's the Chiddush in Mishnah that a Ger, or Shivcha Mishachreras, they're not the Chlal Kal Hashem, because Kal Gerim ain't in Kruin Kahal. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Amoini o Moavi Asurim. For an Amoini o Moavi, it's also for them to come to Kal Yisrael, even if them is Gair, and it's also for a Bas Yisrael to marry them, it's an Yisrael Olam. All the generations down, even the 10th generation, it's also for Bas Yisrael to marry an Amoini o Moavi. That's called the Yisurah and Israel, and the rest is forever. Alvo Nikvaisehim, but an Amoinis, or Moavis, is, if them is Gair, Mutoros Miyad, or Ben Yisrael is let to marry a Moavis, or a Amoinis. We dash in the Posik, that Amoini, for Loi, Lo Yovei, Amoini, Moavi, Bekal Hashem. So we dash in the Afghan Amoini, Loi, and Amoinis. Now, Mitzri, V'Adoimi, a Mitzri, and Adoimi, Einam asur mele at sholos doris. Echot schorim yechon akevus, whether it's a zocher or it's an akevum, for three generations they're also to marry a Bas Yisrael or Ben Yisrael. Means after the Mizgayer, if a mitzvah is Mizgayer, he's called the mitzri rishon. He's also to marry a Bas Yisrael or a Ben Yisrael. He can only marry a ger. Then they have a child, that's called the mitzri sheni. And then the grandchild is called the mitzri shlishi. A mitzvah shlishi is mutter to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon matres nekevis miyad. Rabbi Shimon says no, that a mitzvah is mutter to marry a Ben Yisrael right away after she is in his gaya. Amr Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says, listen, have a kal v'chayma, kal v'chayma advorm, abin yin kal v'chayma. Umarim b'mokim shosra as haschorim Yisraelim. Maduch la bayin amayin yin mo'avi. That the zachar is also, even after 10 generations, lo'ilom, hitres nekevis miyad, you're allowed to marry an amayinis. Right away, if so, Malkim Shlayosra Saschor Melo Achelus Doris, by a mitzvah and adoimah, that there are even the Zochras only Yosra, the first three generations. Is Einadin, isn't the Svorot to say, Shenatras Nekevus Miyad, that a mitzvah should be mutted to marry a Ben Yisrael right away, Shunas Yisma's Gayer? Or Muloy, the Chom and say back, Yeah, Malach and the Kabbalah, this is Allah, Moshe Messin will be Mekabbalah, then a Hanami. But Vimidladin, if you're only one of the Kabbalah, like a Svorot, I could argue, yes, shuv is an answer. Omalahem, so Rabbi Shimon said back, loy, ki aloch and yom, serving over aloch, that's why he was mekabel from his Rebbe. But the Maisa aloch is not like Rabbi Shimon. Mamzerin, unesinin, asurim, they're also to marry to a kal Yisrael, v'yisur nisrael, moilum, they're also to marry. Echot schorim, echon kevus, whether zocher is a mamzer, whether mamzer is, they're also to marry into kal Yisrael. If you had before, they can marry a ger or they can marry a shivcham, but they cannot marry into kal Yisrael, a regular ben Yisrael, a regular bas Yisrael. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says that Shemati I heard shehasoris. Hasoris is a man that's sterile, can't have children. That chaylet still he could give chalitza. In other words, if his brother dies and he leaves over wife without children, so he could give a chalitza, chalitza kosher. The Cholzin Lishta, and if he dies, his and has brothers and had no children, so then the brother could give her chalitza. The Cholzin Lishta, and you also heard over though we have Soros Leichoitz Cholzin Lishta. You also heard over that a man that's sterile that can't have children, that he can't give chalitza, and he don't have to give chalitza to his wife. And the Ein LeFarish Rabbi Shmuel says he does not explain this. You heard a stira dika halacha. So on this, Amr Rabbi Kiva says, and LeFarish, I'll explain it to you. There are two different types of sarisim. There's a saris adam cholitz. that means a sarasar, that means has something happened to him later on in life. He was born a normal, healthy man, and something happened to him later that became sterile. So then the halacha is chelitz. He could give chalitza to his yavama, and v'cholzen lishtav, he is mace, that the other brothers could give chalitza to his wife. Why? The Mishnah says, v'fnei shehoi soloi shasa kosher, because there was a time when he was kosher for the mitzvah yibum. There was a time when he was healthy, and therefore it's not poker from him the mitzvah of yibum, at least to give chalitza. Mashenkein soros chama, a soros from chama from the son, meaning he never saw the son when he was healthy, meaning b'mei ima in his mother's stomach he was born a soros. For such a person who never had a shasla kosher, so by him the din is loichelus, he can't give chalitza, and loicholzen lishtu, we did not give chalitza to his wife when he's mace, there's no mitzvah yibum. Why? Mepnei shlohoisel a shasla kosher, never had a time that he was fit for the mitzvah of yibum. So this is Rabbi Kiva's pshat. Rabbi Lezer Melezer says, "Loi, it's not like this. Ki rather, loi ki el rather saris chama chaylitz. A person that was born a saris, he was born this way from birth. He was sterile. Then he could give chalitza. V'chol salish does a mitzvah chalitza on his wife. Why? B'fnei sheyesh l'refuam, because it's possible to heal him. Ma'ashen kein saris adam. Something happened to him later on in life." That he made himself sterile. Then the halacha is, loy chaylus v'loy chosel ishtar, that he's not in the parasha of Yivim, he can't give chalitza. Why? Mifnei shein l'refuah. There's no refuah, you can't heal him anymore. If he did it to himself, he ruined himself, he can't fix it anymore. This is Reb Lez's pshat, the opposite of Reb Akiva. Now the Mishnah says, Heyed Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua said over Edis, Heyed Reb Yeshua ben Besera, Abbas Magusas. Al ben Magusas, on the son of Magusas, Shoyib Rishalayim Soros Odom, that he was a Soros Odom, he happened to himself later, after he was born, later on in life, became a Soros. And the Maisa was V'Yivmes Ishtoi. They made Yivm on his wife, when he was Mace without children, so the brothers made Yivm on his wife, Lekayim Divra Rabbi Kiva, to stand with the Alocha from Rabbi Kiva. Zechil Tuna Cholitz, between a Soros Chamo and a Soros Odom. A Soros Odom, since he had a Shas HaKosha, he is in the Chalal, the Mitzvah of Yivam. The Maitre Tzalach, we pass him like Rabbi Kiva. Mishnah, Ha Soros Loi Choylitz V'loi Miyabim. A sterile man, which means, according to the last Pesach, a Soros Chamo, he was born this way, so Loi Choylitz, he can't give Chalitza to Yivamo, V'loi Miyabim. And when he dies without children, there's no Mitzvah Yivam for his wife. V'chein Eilanis, the same thing, Eilanis, that's an Isha that cannot give birth, cannot have children. It's an Eilanis, the same thing, Loi Choletzes, she cannot receive Chalitza, V'loi Misyabemis, and there's no Mitzvah Yibam on her. The Pasuk says, V'oya B'chora She'telid, so we dash and prat Eilanis, she'en Yiledis, the Mitzvah Yibam is only on the Yavama that can give birth, not if she's an Eilanis, she can't give birth. So again, Loi Choletzes, Loi Misyabemis. Hasoris shecholas liyavimtoi, a man that was a soris that gave chalitza to his yavimtoi. The chorus means a soris chamel at the beginning of the Mishnah. Like Rabbi Kiva, there's no mitzvah chalitza at all, and therefore let's say that he did give chalitza. Hasoris shecholas liyavimtoi gave chalitza to his yavamam. The locher is loy psola. She does not come posa lakuna because his chalitza is not called a chalitza. What's going to be bolo? Let's say the soris lives with his yavamam. So locher is then psula. Then he passes her from kuna. Why? Bivnei she bilas nus, because it's a bias nus, since she's osat him, mishum an erva veshasachse b'makim mitzvah. So that's called the bias nus, that's the bias of a chayv krisis, that makes her into a zayna, and therefore she's possible to marry to a kohen. And the same thing the Mishnah says, v'chein eilonis. Let's say a brother dies and his wife is an eilonis, she can't have children. So shechol tzolachach, let's say the brothers gave a chalitza, leipa solu, she does not become posel to a kain, because that chalitza is not a chalitza, there's no mitzvah yibim, she's mutter to marry kain. Ba'alua, let's say they live with her, they made yibim with her, then pesolua, then that be if the brothers made yibim with her, that's an erev to kei shesach, it's a mokim chorus, and therefore she comes to zayna. If ne shebilosa bilas nus, because that be is nus, there's no het, there's no mitzvah yibum, therefore she becomes a zayna. Mishnah Vav. Suris Chama Kain. A Kain that was born a Soros, he was born he was sterile, he couldn't have children. Shenos a Bas Yisrael, he gets married to a Bas Yisrael. So even though he can't have children, Machila Batruma, Lamaise says Ishta, he's allowed to marry her. It's called Kenyan Kaspa, it's called Kenyan Kaspa, it's called Ishtaim, and therefore she's allowed to eat Truma. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Imrim, Rabbi Yossi and Shimon both say that androgynous Kayin, a Kayin that's an androgynous that he has both Simonim, the Suffolk, whether he's an Isha, whether he's an Isha. So an androgynous Kayin, Shinos Abbas Yisrael, he married Abbas Yisrael, is also Machila Batruma. She's allowed to eat Truma. And there is Rabbi Yisrael Shimon holds, even though this person has both Simonim, Simonim Nikevin, Simonim Zohar, he has a loch of a man, he has a loch of a Zohar. And therefore it's like a Kohen that married a Bas Yisrael, and she's allowed to eat Truma now. However, the Gemara has brought down a Braisa that Rabbi Yisrael is Chayza, and Rabbi Yisrael is known as Dragnis, is called the Beria Bifna Yatzma, and therefore though he's a Ladi Truma, but here the wife is a Suffolk, whether it's Kedushin or not, and therefore she is not Ladi Truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tumtum. Tumtum, that's a person that his simonim is covered up. So it's not Nika, whether he's a Zoch or whether he's Nekeva. That Mokum there is covered up, there's a skin over it. Shenikra, and then later on in life it's cut off, we cut that skin, gets cut off. Venim to Zoch, he's found to be a Zocher. The locher is lo yachloitz, he can't make chalitza. Let's say his brother died, and he wants to make yibum on his wife, so he can't make chalitza, wife of Neshu Kesaris. He has luck like a Saris, he was born like a Saris. Such a person cannot have children, he has luck like a Saris Chama, he cannot give chalitza. However, the locher is not like Yib Yudah, because the oldest person is like he was born healthy, just later when he cut the skin there, Shenikra, he became a Saras then. So it's called like a Saras Odom, that is kosher to make Halitza. Now the Mishnah says, Androgynous, that's this person that's a Suffolk, whether he was a Zoch or a Nekeva. Not Mishnah goes as Loch like a Zochor, and therefore Noisa, he's allowed to marry an Isha. Avaloy Nisa is not allowed to be married by a man, because he has a Loch of a Zochor. Reb Lezer says, Androgynous, Chayov Molov Skila Kazocher. As he also said, this Androgynous has Loch of a Zochor, and therefore somebody has Mishkeve Zochor with him, someone lives with him like a Zochor, so without the Chayiv Skila, it's called Mishkeve Zochor, the Chayiv Skila. The Moraz Mashm, it's only if they come into him on his Zachrus, but if they come into him on his Nekevus, Zmakam Nekevus, with that, they would not be Chayiv Misa. You're up to the ninth parak. Mishnah Aleph. Yesh mutoris labaleim v'yasuras liyivmehen. There are some noshim, some ladies, that are mutter to their own husband, but if the husband dies without children, they're also for yibum, they're also to their brother-in-laws. Mutoris liyivmehen, some wives are mutter to their brother-in-laws, but v'yasuras labaleim, but they were also to their own husband when he was alive. And some are mutaris leilul le'elu, that's most of them, that just like they are mutter to the husband, when the husband dies without children, now there's a mrs. Yibum to the brother, they're mutter to both. And v'yasuras leilu v'leilu, there are some noshim that just like they're also to their own husband, who are dim, when the husband dies, they're also to the yavam to Yibum. Now the Mishnah explains, v'yelu mutaris le'baleim v'yasuras le'vmeim. These are the noshim that were mutter to their own husband, but now that the husband died, they're also for their brother-in-law. That's Koyin Hedyit Shenoses Almona. Let's say this Almona was married to a regular Koyin. A Koyin's allowed to marry an Almona. And now the Koyin dies, and V'yesh Layach Koyin Godol. His brother is a Koyin Godol. A Koyin Godol is also to an Almona. So this Almona, now this Yavam, she's also to the Yavam, even though she was mutter to husband. What's going to be cholol shenosok sheira? Cholol means a kohen that was born from a psule kuna. See, himself became a cholol. Let's say his father married a gerusha, so he becomes a cholol. And now this kohen, this cholol, married a sheira, a nisha that's kosher to get married to a kohen. And v'yesh le'ach kosher. He has now another brother that's kosher to get married. That's not a cholol. So this is the case that she was mutter to her husband, even though the husband was a cholol, but there's no issa for an ishak shera to get married to a cholol. But through this bia, she became a cholola. So now for Yibum, she's also to the brother, because he's a kayin, and therefore he's not allowed to marry a cholola, therefore it's his possible he's also to the Yavama. What's going to be Yisrael shenosa bas Yisrael? A Yisrael married a regular bas Yisrael? V'yesh layach mamzer, and he has a brother that's a mamzer. So here, his wife was mutter to him, but when he dies, there's no the Mrs. Yibum, she's also to a brother-in-law, because he's a mamzer, and mamzer's also to bas Yisrael. What's going to be mamzer shenosa mamzeres? So they're mutter to one another. But v'yesh layach Yisrael, he has a regular brother Yisrael. So all these cases, mutaris labalayim, even though when they're married the first time, she was mutter to a husband, a mamzeris is mutter to a mamzer, but the asurisli of mayim, now that the mamzer died, the brother that's alive is nach kosher, he's also to get married to a mamzeris. See, these are all cases that when they were first married, she was mutter to husband, and now when the husband dies, she's also to the yavam. Mishneh Beis. V'yelu mutaris liyiv mehen, v'yasiris labalayim. These are the wives that they were also to their own husband, but now that the husband died, they're muta to the brother-in-law. Kayin godol shekidish es amon. Let's say kayin godol got married to an amono. So it was an isla, he's not going to marry an amono. And v'yesh layach kayin hedyet, his brother that's alive now, is a regular kayin. So when the kayin godol dies, this isha now, his wife, is muta for Yibam. She's muta to get married to the ach, to regular kohen hedyot. What's going to be kosher shenosa chalolo? A kohen that's kosher got married to a chalolo. So the locker is, she's also to him. A kohen's not allowed to marry a chalolo. And v'yesh layach cholol. But then when he dies, the brother that's alive is a cholol. A cholol is allowed to marry a chalolo. Here again, she's mutter to the Yavam, even though she was also to a husband. What's going to be Yisrael shenosa mamzeres? Yisrael married a mamzeres b'issa. She's not allowed to live with a husband. And then when the husband dies, v'yesh layach mamzer, he has a brother that's a mamzer. So now she's mutter for Yibum to the mamzer. What's going to be mamzer shenosa bas Yisrael? The mamzer married a bas Yisrael. The b'issa was the b'issa issa. She's also to husband. V'yesh layach Yisrael. Now when the mamzer dies, the brother that's alive is a regular Yisrael. So she's mutter to the Yavam. So these are all cases of muteris liyiv mehen, that this isha now is mutter to the Yavam, to the brother-in-law, even though v'asuras labaleim, they were also to their own husbands. Now, asuras leilu leilu, where's the case where the isha was also both to her own husband and to the Yavam? That's a kohen gadol shenosa samona. A kohen gadol married an amona. It was a bias issa. She's also to a husband. V'yesh layach kohen gadol. And then the kohen gadol dies. They appointed his brother to be the kohen gadol. So he is also to this amona. A kohen hedyet kosher shenosa chalolo. Let's say a kohen hedyet that was kosher married a chalolo. So she's also. It's a kedushin of issa. And v'yesh layach kosher, the brother, now after he dies, the brother alive is also a kohen kosher. So he's also the chalolo. This is the case. This chalolo is also both to husband and to the yavam. What's going to be Yisrael shenosa mamzeres? A regular Yisrael married a mamzeres. To be a sisa. V'yesh layach Yisrael, and even after he dies, the brother that's alive is vaita a kosher Yisrael. So she's also, this mamzeres is also both to husband and to the yavam. What's going to be a mamzer shenosa bas Yisrael? The first husband was a mamzer to be a sister. She's also to a husband. V'yesh layach mamzer, but he also has another brother that's a mamzer. And now when the first mamzer dies, so the yibum, she falls to the second mamzer, v'ayti she's also. So these are all cases of asuras li'elu v'leilu, that the sisha, she's also to a husband, and she's also to the husband's brother, to the yavam. V'sharko anoshim, all other cases, normal cases, mutaris labaleim levimeyem, the regular cases, that the isha was mutter to her own husband, and then when the husband dies, there's a Mrs. Yib, now she's mutter to the brother. Mishnah Gimel, sheniyais midivrei seifrim. These are ladies that are also to you midirabonin, midirabonin that have a din, ervum. like Lamosha, your grandmother, Midiraisi, she's mutter to you, it's only us, Midirabonin. That's called Shinius. The lady that rosa to you, Midin the Rabonin, is Shinia Labal. It's possible that she was also to a husband. She was an erva, Midirabonin, to a husband, but Veloishni Liyavam. She was not an erva to the brother in law. Like, let's say she's a grandmother to the husband, but she's not a grandmother to the Yavam. Now, they're brothers from the same father, not from the same mother. So the locher is Asura Labal, even though she's also to her own husband. When the husband dies, though, Umateras Liyavam, she's mutter to the Yavam, they can make Mitzvah Yavam. What's going to be Shinia Liyavam? Let's say this lady is a Shinia. She's also with the Rabbanim with the Nerva to the oven to the brother-in-law. But for Loi Shinia Labal, but she was not also to her own husband. Case the opposite way. She's a mother-in-law to the brother, but not to her husband. So Lachar is Asur Liyavam. When the husband dies, the oven is also to make Yibam with the Rabbanim. But on Materas Labal, she's allowed to live with her husband. What's going to be Shinia Lizel Lizel? She's an heir from the Rabbanan to both of them. So Lachwa's Asur Lizelizeh. She's also to live with her own husband. When husband dies, there's also to make Yivam. You have to make Chalitza. Ain lo in such a case, the Shania, when the husband now gives her a get, so Ain lo like Ksubah v'leper, she doesn't deserve to get a Ksubah, because it was the Kedushin was done B'Yisam, v'leper, she doesn't get the Peris. So it means even though the Baal had the right teeth from her Nichsa Melug, the property that she brought in, the Baal had a right deed to Paris, and now there's giving her a get, the locher is he doesn't have to pay her for the Paris that he ate. For loim mizoinois means the husband doesn't have to feed her, not when he's alive, and not liachamaisis, she doesn't get from the Yerusha. For loim beloyish, she doesn't get the old clothing. Like if the Baal used her nichsim melug, even though he ruined them, he doesn't have to pay her for it. Why? Because she was dead in Issa, the Nisuin was done the Issa. They have Vlad Kosher, if they have a child though, the kid is even Kosher Lakuna. Because since there's not a Nisa the Raisa, the kid's not a Mamza, the kid's not Posol Lakuna. But for Kaifun Issa Lahaitzi, we forced the husband to give her a get. Since the Maisa is an Issa Shnias with the Rabbanan, we forced them to give a get. Al Mon Lakain God, let's say, a Kain God that gets married to an Amoni, does an Issa. Or else Gerusha v'chalutz l'kain hedya, the regular kain marries a Gerusha, it's not some of the Raisa, or chalutz it's not some of the Rabbonim, or else a Mamzeros and a Sin of Yisrael, the regular Yisrael marries a Mamzeros and a Sin, it's not some of the Raisa, or Mamzeros, or else Bas Yisrael, the Jewish girl, marries L'Nos and L'Mamzer, she's also some of the Raisa, marry a Mamzer. Lachor, in these cases, even though they did an Issa, Yeshlem Ksuba, here they get a Ksuba. And then again, they get Paris also, Mazinus also. The more explained, since these things are also Midiraisa, the Rabbanon don't have to make a chizik. Only by Shniyat, that's only also with the Rabbanon, there the Rabbanon had to make a chizik that she does not get a ksuba, does not get Mazinus, does not get Belois. Now, even though a chalutz is only also with the Rabbanon, but the Maisa, they gave the same thing like a Gerusha Linyan Zeh. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.